Kumlena Blad Gemara, Rabbi of Kuf Chesom Abayz in the bottom of the page. The last thing we learned was that Avraham Avinu had the sand that he threw up and turned into spears, into arrows. So the Gemara tells a story about Nochemish Gamzu, Haviruggel, the last line of the page, the Cholda Havasalkale. Anything that occurred to him, Amayi would say Gamzu Lutev. It's also for the best. Yemechad one day, Bo Yisroel, Lishduri, Doin, Likase, and wanted to send a gift to the king. Amri, they said, Bahadi Man Nishadir, who should we send it with? Nishadir, Bahadi Nochemish Gamzu. So Nochemish Gamzu, on top of the page, Kuf Test, the Malum Minismu. He's a man who frequents miracles. The Yoida, when he went to this hotel, so he wanted to stay over there overnight. Amrile, the people, the host said, Mayika Bahadah, what do you have with you? I'm carrying me cargula kesa, taxes for the king. They woke up in the middle of the night. They opened up his knots that he tied the box with Vishokul called Avagabe, took everything from there, Malano, Afra, and filled it with sand. When he arrived to the king, they found that it was dirt. They're laughing at me. Afkul and Mikle took him to kill him. He got up and he said, oh, this is also for the best. Osaleo came along, he appeared like one of the ministers there. He said to the king, Dilma, hi, Afra Avraham Avinu. Maybe this is the special sand that Avraham Avinu had. He used to throw the sand up in the air. It's to turn into swords. And Gili, have a Gideon, little pebbles, they turned into arrows. Boduk, they checked it. They found out. That's exactly what happened. Mechuzah, there was a city. He tried to conquer it. He never could. Shodim, he used that sand in the war. And they conquered it. They took the Nochemish Gamzah, brought him into the treasury. Take whatever you want. Fill up your box from all of the jewels that you see over here. Ki hodar also, when he returned, he went back to the same hotel. What did you bring to the king? What I took from here, I took there. In other words, he knew that he filled the sand. Shokli inu, they took out, they said, oh, we must have special sand here. So they filled up cartons and cartons of sand. And they killed them all because they were mocking the king. The Manama Prak's brother has a big problem with this whole story. The Gemara Tainus, when tells over the story, is a little bit different, and there it seems even clearer that he knew already as soon as he left the hotel that this wasn't the original things. He just went anyway, and so on. So why? How do you give it to the king? He's Samech Halanes, and so on. So he learns a fascinating pshat. A whole story is very different. He basically learns pshat that there's no such thing as sand turning into sword. Not by Nochemish Gamzu. When he saw it turn into sand, he decided, listen, I have a mission, I have a shlichus, I can't be more of a shlichus. So when he went to the king, he told the king that, the king, you have everything. If I give you anything, I'm insulting you, because, well, you don't have enough gold, you don't have enough jewelry, you don't have enough diamonds. So I'm giving you sand to show you that you need nothing. There's nothing that anybody can give you to add to you. And the king was so impressed. And then he said, you know what the quality of sand is? That sand sits there and doesn't complain when people walk all over it. A leader sometimes has to learn to behave like sand. That if you behave like sand, there's a countries out there that you think that you cannot rule over. Who says it by force? Be kind to them. Be nice to them. You'll see you'll get a lot further. So the king said, fine, try it. I'm fighting with the army there, the country there. Tell me, see if it works. So Nochemish Gamzu went there and he spoke to everybody. And he said, the king is prepared to be compassionate and everything else. And it'll behave like sand to you. And they accepted him. So when he went back, he said, the sand over here, I learned from the sand in your house, bittel. So they went to the king and tried the same chachma. But this time, they weren't real. They were just copying. That's why they got killed. That's his interpretation of this whole story. Sorry? Okay, it's a beautiful shot from Ronald Prague's brother. And that's what Avraham said this week. What do you mean, sand? It's like what he meant. Good. I have a drush from Mizrahi as well. Okay, good. I have a drush now from Mizrahi as well. Okay. Then I've logged in Chelim Haba. My Ovid. What happened here? Amri Rav Sheila. What did they happen there? What did they do? Because the Tated is very little about what happened. In the Tated, Mabu know exactly what they did wrong. In the Tated, the Tated says nothing. What did they do? Nibna Migdal, they said, let's build a tower, let's go up to the heaven, we'll bang the heaven with hammers, so that he cannot make another flood, we'll get rid of all the waters. Machkel and Marov, they laughed. Imkain, if that's the purpose of this tower, is to go to the clouds and break it down. Imkain, leave the Acha Betur, they should build on top of a mountain. Why are they building a plateau? It says a bika, in a valley. They divided into three groups, there. Achas emet is nailiv in Asia. One group said, let's go over there and just sit there. Why sit there? So the Mashal says the idea is that the flood waters, maybe Hashem makes a flood again, you won't get hurt because we're going to be so high up. Achas emet nailiv in Avodah Yechavim. Let's go worship Avodah Zorah. Achas emet nailiv in Avodah Yechavim. They'll make a war. Machlekes and Hashanim, but the war is against the Eibishter or a war against anybody who wants to attack us. We're like in a fortress. Zusha emet is nailiv in Asia. For the Eibishter, they have different punishments. For those who said, let's go just sit there. And the Mephoshim have a hard understanding. If all they want to do was a city like the Ramel learns, so what was Aveda here? Aveda was they didn't want to be productive. And that in itself, it wasn't a terrible thing, but people have to be productive, not just sit there lazy around, lazy about and play, you know, chess or whatever. Backgammon. Hafid Hashem, he scattered them around. Mazushem, that is Nile, make a war, Nasa Kuf, and they turned into monkeys, the Ruches, and spirits, the Shadim, and demons, the Lilin, and the other kind of demons. It actually says the difference between a Shade and a Lilin is that a shade has a full form of a human. A lily has a form of a human, but also has wings. Lily, you know, what you have to protect little babies from, is a shade, but with wings. So they're more dangerous. Let's go worship his order. Because it says, he mixed up all their languages. Tanya Lerba Zayma says,
Kulam. That's the question, why they didn't build on a mountain?
Oh, no, Zaraya, you're not right. They didn't do it to get the clouds to get rid of the water. That was not the intention. The intention we just said. Three different intentions. Three different ones. Three different groups. Say, well, right. Migdal, what happened? Migdal, Shlish Nisav, one third got burnt. Those are the ones who wanted to buy the Zodah. Shlish Nivla, the one third got sunk in the ground. Those are the ones who wanted to fight with the Eibishter. And Shlish Kayim, those people have wanted to sit and do nothing. Their third still existed. They didn't get punished. But nevertheless, it sank to the ground. So that they were much lower than it used to be. So they should get out there and work. Amarav, Avim Migdal Mishakech. That the air around this Migdal makes you forget everything you learned. Amarav Yesev, Rabbi said, Bovel. It's no good for Torah. My Bursavasi, boy Shafi. It's a boy that drains the reality. First, remember a hard time. What do you mean? Rabbi Yosef is one who's called Sina. He remembered everything, and he's saying, Bubble, you forget everything? How can he say that? So they want someone to say that Bubble is a Rashi somewhere. That Bubble is actually a city. It's Bubble, a country, and it's a Bubble, a city. And that city Bubble is right next to where the Migdal was. And that's what it means over here, that if you're near the area where the Migdal was, you forget everything. You forgot nothing. Rabbi used to say you forgot a little bit. It wasn't because of Bubble, because he was blind.
No, saying, yeah, but he constantly was being reminded. You taught us this, you taught us that.
Yeah, but we had it before as well that Bubble is great in Israel because you have a mixture of everything. Tell you the Mikra Mishnah. Rabbi Yimi is the one who said, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. He hated Babylonians. I think he hated everybody. Anche's Daim. Exactly so. This week's parsha. They did two things: roim and chatoim. Roim ba'olam hazeh and chatoim la'olam haba. The roim begufa, they're bad in the guf. The chatoim b'moinim and the sinners and the money. Roim begufa. And the Chizkiyahu says, "Ve'ech esara gadol azois." The chatoshi l'kim. How Yosef said, "How can I do this terrible thing?" And I was sent to the Eibishter. So we see that ro means that he's going to have the Eishes Poitifer. And chatoim is sinning with the money. They stole. The Chizkiyahu says, "Vay be'rav, roi b'chachet l'Hashem." Zu biches Hashem oid. You have a sin. That's a sin of a blasphemy. Ma'oid, very much. They deliberately did it. In the Brais, we learned that Roim is not the goof. They sinned with their money. And Chatoim in their goof. You know, Znus and all that. If you had a terrible eye against your brother, that's my money. And Chatoim begufo, Lashem was Lashem, Zubich is Hashem. Again, that's Bich Hashem, blasphemy. But Ma'oid is what? Not like you said before, that they deliberately did it, but Ma'oid is Shvich has done murder. Shneim says, Dam Noki Shafach Menashe Harbe Ma'oid. So you see, Ma'oid is reference to murder. That's all the sins that they did in his name. You know why they sinned? The exact same we had a few days in the Gemara, because things were going too well for them. A land that originally bread came from. Okay, my age, the entire country turned around. It was turned to transform. Place of fire, Mokum Sapir Avener. It's a place. Also, had it was a place originally that had full of sapphires and beautiful stones. But Afriz, even the sand was gold. The Siv La Yodu that nobody treacherous came there. Veloches there was nobody observing them. They had such freedom. La Yidrichu Bnei Shachad. No terrible people came. Maradors came and tried to invade the land. La Yalad La Shachad. They had no oppressors or anything. Everything was going well for them. Amr, they said, and this is the conclusion they made. If things are going so well, you know what the conclusion is? We got to stop immigration. Who wants immigrants? They'll just take our money. Get rid of anybody coming into our land. You know, it says in the Pasuk, Porat Nachal, that the river was taken away. Me'im gar, from this land, Hanishkochim, the land that was forgotten, Mine Regal, they forgot what it means to have tourists or people coming visit. Dolei me'enish, no, they moved away from people that are coming to wander about. In other words, they had no immigrants whatsoever, or tourists or anything. Torah, Shrova, Maidachzi, Rova Dashin, this, that it says, Ad ono, until when? To Hoysu, are you going to wander out and scheme? Alish on people to Rotskhugu, that you would kill Kulchamon, Kikir Noti, by a hanging wall, Gedirat Chuya, a fence that broke down, Melamed, this is what they did. We said before that we charged them with murder. Where did they murder? They ever saw anybody rich in their city or any tourists. So my Shiva, he says, Kikir Noti, we say, oh, I have a fantastic business deal, let's have a meeting. Where would they have a meeting? Right next to a wall that was sort of hanging on the last breath. And they would dislodge a stone or something, make it even looser, and they would have a friend of theirs stand by the side of the wall. But they said, have the guy push the wall on top of this guy during a meeting, and then he would go and rob him. Well, boy, might take away all his money. It says a pasuk. Now we're going to discuss the terrible things that people of Zdaim did. It says a pasuk, some interesting stories. Chosa b'choshech at night, they used to dig bottom the houses, and yoyman by day, chos melame, they would seal it, nobody knew where it was. What's going on here? They said, digging the houses by night, by day, then we knew what it was. Melamed, this is what happened. The rich people would hide the money, bury them underground, like we learned in Marba Metzia, Shlish Berkaka. No one knew where they hid the money. So what they did, they knew these guys were rich, but had no idea where they kept the money. They wanted to rob them. They say, no, we have Chanel perfume. It's beautiful. It's very expensive. We don't trust anybody. Can you put it in your storage? So the guy would put it to somewhere, wherever it was, but the perfume was so strong that the fragrance would waft its way through the ground or wherever it was hiding, and they would be able to smell it. So manichem oisa bebez ginzeim le'erev at night, boyim umarichir kekele, they'd walk around the streets of the city and smell, sniff like a dog. She never says, yeshuvu le'erev turn at night, yemuka kele, bark like a dog, v'yisayvi, they circle the city, uboyim v'choysiv shon, they would dig up, v'noyti noisim atik money. Now who made the drush was Rabbi Yasi. We'll get back to that in a second. Or is that a pasuk? Or they went without nibli lavush, without clothes. The ain't ksuz bakora, they had no clothes over there in the ceiling. What I mean, chamor, we'll see what it means. Chamor yisaimin hagu, the donkeys of yisaimin, they would lead yechbul shalmana, they would take confiscate for mashkin security, the cow of a widow. Gvulus yasigul, they would take other people's property. Eidig gozlu, they would steal sheep, the yiro, and they would pasture. And these all, this is Eiv is describing the life of Zdaim, and these are all the terrible things he did, but we don't know exactly what it means yet. We'll see in a minute. And vuhu likivarez yuvel, they would take them to the burial ground, val godis yishkoid, and they would then continuously chase after the Gaza granaries. What's going on here? Dodish, first Dodish, Abyeisi, Zipoidi. Abyeisi is the one who dashed in the drush about that night. You know, at night they would come in and find the perfume. Ahi Lila, that night, Matoy Shabbos, Tlas Meya Machtarte Bitsipoidi, Osu. 300, these are members of his own shul, went to the rich people, gave them, they thought, oh, what a fantastic trick. They would give them the perfume, and then the following night they broke in and they would, and they robbed all the rich people. They come at Saturday, so the rich people in town all came flocking to Rabbi Yasi. Idiot! You gave them advice on how to rob. What do you give this drasha for? Omrle, Yehovit Urchil Ganva. You gave them a way of stealing. Omrle, Miavidaina, his Charov is naive, and he couldn't imagine that in his shul we have 300 Ganavim. Others say 300 is a Guzman, but whatever. But he had all these Ganavim. Me have a Yedain that I know, the Osi Ganva, that will come and steal. But people accused him the rest of his life that he was naive and that he shouldn't have said it. When he passed away, that all the gutters of Tzipoide and all the drain pipes poured, instead of water gushing out, it was blood gushing out. Rashi says the point of the story tells you Rabbi Yossi was a Rav in Tzipoidi, which is hard to understand. We had on a Shabbos already. Rabbi Yossi was in Tzipoidi there, Kufites. And the point here is that he's the one dash in the story of the Stein. Amri, now we're going to some of the rules of the Stein. Midas Stein, this is Midas Stein. Amri made a following rule. The Yisrael Chatur, if you own one cow, since you have to pass, you have to take your cow to the pasture anyway, do the right thing. You should take everybody's cows in the cities and pass it with yours. And this way we go around the city. No, fair enough. Oh, but the last slave, if you own no cows, lead it to him. You got to take everybody's cows for 2 days gratis and pasture them. What's the logic in that? That's doing. Who you asked me about Amaltus? There was a guy who was double. He was an orphan and he was the son of a widow. Havelay to the limit, he had their own nothing, and they gave him a cow to go ahead and pasture. Ozil, what he do? This kid was very, very bright. Ozil, he went shaklinu v'katlin. He took every cow in the city and he shechted it and killed it. And Amalu, they all got that afternoon, came to collect the cows. He said the following rule. The kid got up and said, "This is the rule. The Islay to all those who owned a cow, nishka chad moshka, you're allowed, entitled to one skin." Oh, but the less little of you own no cows. All those people in the city own no cows. Come here, Nishko Tremishri, take two skins. Amrle, Mahai, what's going on over here? Amrle, who? Save Dini Chiladin. What do you mean? It's exactly just following up the beginning of the din. Mat Chiladin, you said in the beginning, the East Lay Tura Mada Chadjem, if you have a cow, you pasture one day. The less little Tura Mada Tremishri, if you own nothing, you do 2 days. So I have saved it. The same thing at the end. If the animals died, East Lay Chad Tura Nishko Chad, take one skin. The less little Tura Nishko Tremishri. Okay, so he got them back. Next, the Abba, I've made a rule, whoever crosses on a bridge, some people on a bridge, some people on a boat, a bridge, Nesiv Chazud, you got to pay a tax, because the city built over here, this is you're benefiting from the largesse of the city, fine, you got to pay a toll tax. But the Loyal Mountain, if he didn't use the bridge, then Nesiv Tzvei, you got to pay two. Chutzpi didn't use our bridge, so you got to pay double. How do you cross? You swam across, or you walked across, you got to pay double. The Havilei Dorah, there was another rule. The Havilei Dorah lived in. If a guy's about to build a house, he always piled the bricks in front of the house, and you're not allowed to steal substantial amounts. The rule is that if you see a pile of bricks in front of a house about to be built, every person is entitled to take one brick, because one brick is less than a pruta. Asi kol chad v'chad, shok l'chad, you take one, which means by the time the morning comes around, there's no bricks left. Amalei, I know chad v'shok, and each one would say, I only took one. If you're a farmer, you're about to plant garlic or onions, or you want to spread them out to dry, where every person in the city is entitled to take one. Also, take one, which means by the time you want to get bit, there's nothing left. I only took one. Arba Dayani, I was doing, there were four Dayani, Mizdaim. These were the names. Shakroi, liar. Shakroi, even a bigger liar. Zaifi, forger. Matzadin, the one who slants the dinim, a corrupt judge. The Machalei to the Chavre, these are the rules they made out. If you smack, this is an interesting rule of Zdoim. If you beat or smack the wife of a friend, umapole, and you cause her to miscarry, so how are you going to compensate? The tailor says you got to pay money. In Zdoim, they say, Amri Le, they tell the husband, you got to give the wife over to that guy now so that he can impregnate her and give back the child that he took away from you. Yavanela, the Nabri, and the Nalach, that he should be able to impregnate her. The Pasil, the Chavre, if you cut off. Oh, you like those rules, huh? The pasuk le'ud in the chamra, if you cut off the ear from a donkey, the chamra, your friend, so instead of paying him money, this is the rule. The guy, the victim, has to give the donkey to the perpetrator so that he can have it until the ear grows back. The chamra omrele, havanela adekotcha, until it heals. The pasuk le chamra, if you beat somebody, you make him bleed, you give him a bloody nose, or you make him bleed on the forehead, omrele, they would say, the victim has to pay money to the perpetrator. Havle agra, pay him away, he's a shokla dama, he just made your blood circulate, he just saved you money going to a doctor to do hakazas dam. In other words, if you think about it, the world is going this way anyway. That a victim, that we have more rachmanis on the criminal than the victim. It's exactly this gang, where we were more worried about the criminal than the victim. Davim also said, Davim Maya, you have a time, if you cross the water, you got to pay $8. Sorry, Davim Maya, if you cross the bridge, you have Arba, $4. Davim Maya, if you cross the border and you don't use the bridge, the facilities of this town, then you have time, you got to give. Zimuchat happened once, Asahu Kaivis, a launderer came by, didn't know these rules, Ikalas, he came to town, Amrle, $5, you got to pay your toll tax, $4. Amrle, Davim Maya, I didn't go use that bridge facility, I swam across. Amrle, him Kane, have time, you got to give $8. The Davim Maya, Loya, you refuse, what kind of sugar ask is this? What they do? Padu. They give him a bang on his head and he made him bleed. Also, the comment, that's it. He couldn't take it anymore. He reached his tethers. He took them to court. So the judge said, this is the rule, this is the final conclusion. Pay, you tell the victim, pay him money because he made you bleed. And the Tamnai, we still want the $8, the Vatamai, he swam across the water. So So the Gemara said, how were they outsmarted by Eliezer Eved Avram? He said, Ami Hossim was came to Bisdaim Padu. As soon as he came in, they gave him a bang with a stick. It's a bat, crooked bat. And he was bleeding everywhere. Also, the Kamenai, he couldn't believe it. He took him to court. Amale, the judge said, Havle Agra de Shakalach, Dama. That he give him the money because he extracted blood. So what did Eliezer do? Exactly. He said he spared you, yeah. It's like a doctor. Shakal Gullah, he took a big rock. Padu, and he threw it on the forehead of the judge and made him bleed and split his head open. You're a diner. The judge said, what are you doing? What do you mean we're doing? He said, you know, you ever hear Shibud Rab Nassan? Now you owe me money because I made you bleed, he tells the judge. The money you owe me, pay him. The money that you owe me because I made you re-bleed a lot, you owe me more money even. Give it to that guy. My money is staying in my pocket. They used to have a bed and they had a bed. They did invite immigrants and they put him on this bed. Now what was so unique about this bed? It was a fixed size. Ki marich, if your legs stuck out of the bed, guys, they would cut your legs off. Ki goitz, if you were too short, maschle, they would stretch you out so you should fill the entire bed. Eliezer Eved Avram, they were very hospitable. Eliezer the Eved Avram, Ikla Lahasim, came to Sdaim. I said to him, Nu kum gani apuria, lie down this bed. He realized what's going on here. Amalan, he said, neither nadi min yoyma de mitzvah imid. The day my mother died, I made a vow, like genina apuria, I'll never sleep in the bed again. I'll always sleep on the floor. Kihavi mitzvah got out. Kihavi mitzvah le anya, when you have a poor man, yovle kol chavachadin, if they ever gave tzedakah, the meaning was they used to write down on a coin, then their own, every person used to give a coin, they used to write their own name on it. Ukas ishmele. So when this guy now went to the stores to buy, they saw a name on it, nobody would cash it in. The riftal avi mantel, but nobody gave him food. Ki havi mes, eventually he died. Osi kol chad v'chad, shokol today. They all knew, they recognized which is the coin they gave him, and they took it back. So they had never had, all they needed is one coin, because the poor people would die and take it right back, and give it to the next one. Hochi asti benai, they made an agreement between all of them. Kom mandem asmen, gav rebe lulu, if anybody makes a wedding a simcha, and invites any poor people to that party, lishalach glimla, he must get undressed in public and be humiliated. You're not allowed to invite any poor people to a party. Havi hayilula, there was this wedding. Ikal Yehoshua Eliezer, while he was doing, he was really working the place up.
One trip to
Sdoim? I'm sure he didn't go a second time. Eliezer, maybe went to visit late. Eliezer, while he was sitting there in Sdoim, nobody fed him, he was starving. Kiboy Yilamisev, and wanted to eat. So there was a big party going on there. Also, Eliezer, the Yosef Lesifa, the coolie, he sat down at the edge of a table. Omrule, man, the guy sitting next to him said, who invited you to this table? Omrule, he right returned to this guy who sat next to him. Ahud Yosef, remember, you invited me last night. You told me, come over and have a meal. Omma, so the guy sitting here got scared. Dilma Shamibi, maybe the people here and they'll believe him that no, as meant to you, I invited him. Umishal Khalima and I gave then get me undressed in public. Shaka Glimi, he took his clothes, Ahud Yosef Gabe, Virat Libra, he took his clothes and he ran away from the party. Now Eliezer had two seats. The chain obligately moved around the table. Ad nafka kulu. Everybody left the party. The achl il shadasa. He had the whole meal for himself. Abi Ahud Visa. This was now finally the makabah patish that triggered the Eibishter to say enough. There was this girl that had become mafka diftalanya. She used to. There's a poor person in town, and she had rachmanis in him, so, but you're not allowed to give food to a poor person. So what she did was, while she was taking the buckets to fill up water, she had bread in there. She used to carry the bread, hide it in this bucket, and she was very kind-hearted. And she used to give this poor person. People were wondering how the poor person can sustain himself. He's already over a week, and he's still alive, and he looks happy. So they started to follow him, and they saw the girl going by, and they realized what's going on here. So what did they do? Shafia Duvsha, they coated her with honey. They got her undressed, and they put honey everywhere. They put her on the bridge. And all the bees came around her and ate her, and the tsar that she had was unbelievable. This is what caused that. Says in Pasuk, the shouting, the screaming is too much. This was that girl. Rabba doesn't mean a lot. Rabba means riba, a young girl. It was this young girl that caused the Eibush to say enough, and he destroyed them. Anyway, this is a society. It's interesting how a society, an entire society, can behave this way. Yeah, but you see it all the time. If you know the activists do whatever it is, and the society follows.
They're all worried about the criminals' rights, the human rights.
Exactly. Yeah. Shneimet says, they all died. It says in the passage, Vayemusa they died. And it says Vayemusa again. It says they died by Magefa. Vayemusa is by Hazem. Magefa by Habo. So he lost the chelik in Habo. Adas chelik in Habo. They don't have a Chelem Haba. I told you before, I don't understand why you have to highlight Das Kedach when you already said the Kuntra Bekiva, the whole Deir Amidbar doesn't have a Chelem Haba. Adas Kedach has a Chelem Haba. Before Shem, by the way, say why it says Adas Kedach. Usually it says Kedach Va'adosi. Kedach is not mentioned. It's only his Eda. Kedach himself does have a Chelem Haba. B'nei Kedach LeMesu and Kedach himself has a Chelem Haba. It's only the Adas Kedach who doesn't. I mean, what's the difference? Kedach had a reason to fight. He wanted a position. What was Adas fighting for? To them, it made no difference because what's the Chelem? Moshe Beinu or Aaron was in charge or Kedach was in charge. So they were just there for the fight. And that's why they were worse than Kedach himself. Kedach had an interest, had something to gain. They had nothing to gain. Like Oyin Pelz's wife told Oyin, what are you going to gain? Let's say, as we'll tell in a second.
How could 250 people think they're going to get the
Because Kedach was a big tzaddik. They didn't think they're going to get the They never thought it. They were from Reuven. How can they have Kedach Gedolah? They never thought so. In this world, he put in death, but he'll give them life. He'll come back up again. In this world, they lose everything. Something I got lost, but eventually it comes back. It says to Isi, because I wandered about like this lost sheep. And Evan was still searching me. I never forgot your mitzvahs. And Rashi says that Shekaimu kol mitzvahsecha, Korach and his gemeinde and his adas, they fulfilled all the mitzvahs. When Korach said kol ein kudoshim, they meant it. It wasn't Stam saying it. They were taka very frum. They never missed out a mitzvah. So in that chus, they all survived. This is very interesting. This is all, you know, before Shimon bringing Kedach. What do you mean, locker? What did he take? He took a bad deal. Kedach, and that's a korcha, but he said, why is it called Kedach? Because he called a created a bull spot by the Eden, all these 250 Dayanim, Anshi Eda, who died. So therefore, others say Kedach is because, I think I'm sure, he said Kedach is, because nobody, no Yid calls their kid Kedach. So he took a name away from the Eden. Used to be a name, so he made a korcha. Ben Yitzhak is called the son of Yitzhak. Ben Shetichalov is called Yitzhak. I am the son that got the whole world angry against him, like in the middle of the day when the sun is roaring. Ben caused the son of cause. Ben Shehika Shenim Alayilav. That he blinded the teeth of all those who gave birth to him. Nobody wanted to say, I'm so proud that I gave a birth or I'm the progenitor of a man called Kedah, because he embarrassed the entire family. Ben Levi, the son of Levi, Ben Shanasa Levi Begehenim, the son that he escorted everybody to Gehenim. The Lechna Ben Yaakov, what about Yaakov? Ben Shaokav Azagehenim, and Yaakov also be the son that jumped into Gehenim. Yaakov Bikish Rachman Latsa, Yaakov Ash, and it says, Besoidom Altovi Nafshi. In their soy, don't bring me. In their Uvikahola Maltechet Kwaidi. And in their congregation, don't mention my name. Besoidom, and he said this to Shimon and Levi. Before Shimon have a hard time understanding, what does Shimon and Levi have to do with this? Levi was not involved at all. And Shimon also was only Sheva Reuven. Who was that Das Kedach? It was all Sheva Reuven. So what's he saying here? Unless there must have been some members from Shimon there as well. But so the Rashi El Meragli Mokom the Renat Kedach as Das Kedach Das Kedach. And because Dosan Sheovar Al Das Kedach. Why is he called Dosan? He transgressed the laws of the Eibishter. Aviram She Iber Atzmi. He felt bad. Maaseis Tshuva. He forced himself. Not to do Tshuva. He stressed himself. He didn't want to do Tshuva. You know, in that Tzadok HaKohen, he writes in his sefer, the Talmud, that Ezra Avinu were very big tzaddikim. And it says on Mefarshim, it seems that they lived through the entire 40 years. The Tatum mentions the name everywhere. So he says nothing, that there must be big tzaddikim, and he gives a whole shot there. And some people put the sefer Chayim because of that. How can you say that? Tzaddikim. The Oin, who is Oin Ben Pelas? He's the only name that's mentioned there out of the 250. She Yosheb Ba'aninus, that he initially he sat and he was mourning and so on. Pelash and Asle Ploys, a miracle happened that he was spared. Ben Reuven, Ben Shirov, Haven, the son of somebody who understood. Omar Av Oim Ben Pelas, Ishta Yitzilta, was his wife who actually saw and saved him. Omrele, my nafka lachmina, she reasoned with him. What are you following Kedach? My nafka mina to you, if Kedach, imarabba anotamida, imarabba anotamida. Whoever your master, the head will be, your Sivus at Talmud. So what are you getting involved for? Someone else's fight. Amla, my Avid, Havai Beitzah. It's too late. I was involved in the initial planning. Vishtaboyli Bahadai. Looks like they made a shvua. Each one made a commitment that they're going to be part of this fraternity. Amla, she said to him, Yadaina, the Kula Kanishta Kadishta. I know that regardless of this fight, they're all very frum. So leave it to me. The Chsiv Kilgalei Kudashim. Amla, she said to him, Toiv, you sit here. I'll take care of it. Ashkise chamro, she gave him wine to drink. Varvise, and he got shikir. Vanigis, he went to sleep. Gavoi inside. Oisva alboba, she sat in the door. Visatar to the mazi, she removed her sheitel. She removed her cover and let her hair expose the hair. Called the asi, all of these people who came to get him to rally him. Chazi, they saw a woman without her head covering. Hodor, they all changed their mind and said, no, we can't be part of this. By the time the earth, they all got swallowed by the earth, he woke up. It was all over. The fight was all over. So she saved him. On the other hand, the wife of Kedach is the one who stirred him on. What are you doing? What's Moshe doing? He took the crown. He made his brother the head coin. His nephew, Shavina, made him as out of children, other deputies. He asked you truma. This truma on my table gives a coin, not even you. And he also mice, even mice said you do a yarn tab to your labor. Shaklito atoin. Oh, he said havichad miyul coin. You got to give truma's mice. He's taking everything. He has his fingers in every pie. Oy, Nochme, the guys lele mazaiche. How do you indoctrinate someone to be a lady? You remember over there? They cut everybody's hair completely. They made him bald. Umetaluchu kikufta. And then he throws you around you like a lulav there. In the yavam mazaichu. What do you call it? Kufta ein yav mazaichu. That he liked you here. He liked you here because he wanted you guys to look ridiculous. Almost a kredach said to his wife, "How can that be so?" But Moshe Rabbeinu also took his own here. Amr, as you said, what are you talking about? Kivin the kula devusa today. Now that he owns everything, Amr iu nafshi. He said the famous words, which he didn't happen yet. Tomus nafshi and pleased him. The same idea. Shlomo said, "I don't care if I die, as long as they all die." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I don't care if I look ugly, as long as all the levim look ugly as well." But furthermore, the kamlo, he said to you, "Avdi techlit." Doesn't make sense what he said. He said, "Go ahead, put a string of tchelis and I'll beg of tzitzis." Isalke dati. Just think about even the rules that he said don't make sense. Isalke dati tichlit chashiva. If you tell me tchelis is chashuv, mitzah apik glimmer tichlit. Why don't you wear a whole garment made out of the tchelis? Because sinu lukulu mitevasach. Why don't you completely cover yourself? Take your garments out and cover yourself completely with these tchelis. So it's all her idea. Hainu dechsiv, it says, Chachmas noshim bonza besa. The chachmas of a woman builds a house, that's Oyme Pelas, the wife, each of Oyme Pelas. And the velas be a deh, tersenu, and the narishkeit, she'll destroy her own hands, each is a kedach. So the whole fight of kedach and Moshe was the women fighting.